Rampage outside St. Louis.
Rioting and looting of stores.
U.S. help for Kurds in northern Iraq.
Taking U.S. military involvement to a new level.
Tony Stewart and the dirt track death.
There are no facts that would indicate criminal intent.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
No Chester!
No peace!
No Chester! No
Hours peace. After a vigil in Ferguson, Missouri, outside St. Louis over the police shooting of an unarmed black man, the city exploded in violence. Cars were vandalized, businesses looted, some set on fire.
Walmart has barricaded themselves, all the employees inside of the store, and looters are breaking in.
KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun was near one of the stores that was targeted.
They broke the windows, went inside, and stripped the store of food, of liquor, of beer, of wine. Walking out with armfuls of it, they moved an ATM machine, rammed it with a pickup truck to try to get the cash out of it.
Police report more than 30 arrests. Tensions are high after the Saturday night shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown after a police confrontation. His mother wants answers.
You took my son away from me. You know how hard it was for me to get him to stay in school and graduate. And
local officials plan to call in the FBI to take part in that investigation. Overseas, Iraq's prime minister is defiant. Nouri al-Maliki is resisting calls for his resignation in a time of political turmoil. The U.S. hit Sunni militants with limited airstrikes over the weekend in northern Iraq, and now the Obama administration is making some new moves. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live.
And among those moves, Steve, confirmation that the U.S. is arming Kurdish forces in the fight against the Islamic militants. An administration official describes it as delivery of badly needed arms to the Kurds facing Islamic State's heavy weaponry. As he continues his vacation here on Martha's Vineyard, President Obama will receive updates on the military action in Iraq and the political turmoil there. The U.S. fully backs President Fuad Masum in that face-off with embattled Prime Minister al-Maliki.
A new report is critical of the U.S. and NATO over civilian deaths in Afghanistan. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
The human rights group Amnesty International says the U.S. has failed to properly investigate the deaths of Afghan civilians by U.S. firepower. Amnesty's Joanne Mariner speaking by Skype.
We documented 10 cases in which civilians were killed. In fact, in most of those cases, only civilians were killed.
Mariner says the U.S. admitted responsibility for some of the deaths, yet never investigated them, even when there was evidence suggesting a war crime was committed. Steve?
From Tel Aviv, CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us Gaza is mostly quiet.
With this latest pause in the fighting, the Palestinians say they hope to reach a lasting ceasefire, but the two sides are still far apart on how to get there. The Palestinians want Gaza's borders opened. Israel wants Hamas disarmed. So while the ceasefire allows some space for the diplomatic efforts to continue in Cairo, there's been no indication yet they're any closer to reaching an agreement to permanently end the fighting.
Back here at home, for 24 people on a 90-second ride at Six Flags Park in Maryland, it turned into a five-hour ordeal. The Joker's Jinx ride got stuck 80 feet in the air.
At first, I think everybody was okay, and then as the sun baked on them, I'm sure folks started to get a little more antsy about being up there.
Fire Chief Mark Bayshore says everyone did get off safely. There's a water emergency in Bay City, Michigan. Officials are trying to find the source of a leak discovered Saturday that's cost the area more than 10 million gallons of water a day. They fear reserves could be empty by later today. Three-time NASCAR champ Tony Stewart sat out a race yesterday. The dust has yet to settle from Saturday night's deadly incident on a central New York dirt track. Stewart's car hit and killed driver Kevin Ward Jr. Ward had gotten out of his crashed car, walked down the track, and pointed at Stewart as he came around. Ontario County Sheriff Philip Pavero says Stewart's been interviewed twice.
There are no facts in hand that would substantiate or support a criminal charge or indicate criminal intent on the part of any individual.
Stewart's been no stranger to confrontation during his career. Here's what he said 2 years ago after throwing a helmet at another racer.
I'm going to run over him every chance I got from now to the end of the year, every chance I got.
CBS News legal analyst Jack Ford joins us. Jack, even if Stewart didn't intentionally target Ward, could he still face legal trouble?
If they were to conclude, just stressing the if they were to conclude that Tony Stewart was trying to scare this guy and was trying to sort of macho up with him and swerved and then accidentally hit him, they could take a look at that as a possibly a criminally negligent homicide case. They could also look at this and say, look, it was just a terribly tragic accident.
What about the possibility of a civil action against Stewart?
I would suspect you're going to see that. You know, civil action, very different from a criminal case. It's a question of negligence. You know, was Tony Stewart, and obviously the argument would be that sadly the victim was negligent being out on the track in the first place. The argument on the part of his family would be, well, Tony Stewart was more negligent in terms of how he handled his car when he was confronted by him. The notion of negligence is let's apportion the responsibility for this and let's see what happens. So I suspect, I'd be very surprised, I should put it this way, I'd be very surprised if there wasn't some civil lawsuit down the road.
Legal analyst Jack Ford, thanks. For some people, August is a time to pack up the car and go. And for folks on a driving vacation, the price of gas has been dipping a bit lower.
The price at the pump is down 6 cents in the past 2 weeks, with a new average at $3.52.
That's industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, who says prices should remain about where they are the rest of the month. We pay a lot of attention to the price of coffee. Are we getting what we pay for? CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us scientists are brewing up a way to detect unwanted fillers.
Brazilian researchers say they've developed a test that can detect with 95% accuracy fillers in coffee, corn, barley, wheat, brown sugar, or other items that dilute its quality. They're telling the American Chemical Society conference that fillers are becoming more prevalent as coffee shortages increase. In their home country, an extensive drought could lower this year's crop by the equivalent of 42 billion cups of coffee.
At golf's fourth and final major tournament of the year,
and we have a shining star at sunset.
Jim Nantz called it on CBS Sports. Rory McIlroy won the PGA Championship in Louisville just weeks after he claimed the British Open.
I didn't think in my wildest dreams I'd have a summer like this. You know, I've just played the best golf of my life.
McIlroy beat Phil Mickelson by one shot, rallying after losing the lead early in the day. There's a price to pay in a state known for its mountains and wide open spaces. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
With an average annual tab of $2,700, Wyoming is the most expensive state to operate a motor vehicle. The reason? The sheer number of miles people drive every year. But Bankrate.com's Stacey Jones says Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and New Jersey aren't far behind.
In states where they're predisposed to have some extreme weather coming through on a regular basis, they're going to have both repair costs and insurance costs be much higher. You know, for the insurer, they're just taking on more risk taking you on as a client.
Iowa, Ohio, and Illinois are the states with the lowest car costs. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
It's called Don't Be a Lab Rat, a new ad campaign in Colorado that launches today aimed at discouraging teen marijuana use. Paid for by the governor's office, it suggests to kids that the state has become a testing ground on the effects of marijuana legalization. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.